Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the XXX Files, the sex game show, trivia show where the facts are real, and to steal from Whose Line Is It Anyway, the points don't matter. It's the QI of sex, in other words, where in each game, I'll be joined by my delicious sidekick, Sweet Caroline Kisses, and any other guests we can rope into doing this with us. So say hello, Caroline.
Woo! Hi.
Yay! And joining us for this second game is none other than Brainy Babe. Welcome, BB! Woohoo!
Thank you. I am so excited to be here.
Well, thank you so much for being a guest on the XXX Files. I hope you brought your A game, girls, because...
Oh, God, yeah. Always.
As you know, this is the sequel.
This is the triple X game.
The one that... That's true. That's excellent. But this is the sequel, the one that clearly won't be as good as the first one. Because that's, you know, that's the way it is. We have to work very hard to make this one as funny and entertaining as the first one.
Oh, so hard.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's a good start. That's
Can
good.
I just say that I'm feeling an incredible amount of pressure right now?
Is it a good kind of pressure? Is it like building up inside? Is it like it's going to burst out of... Oh, is it that kind of pressure? Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Let's go with that.
Like a challenge to make this is good. But I was laughing the whole time, like doing research for this. Oh, shit. Sorry. Doing research for this. Because what I ran across dyspareunia, right? Which is painful sex, is normal after one loses her virginity, was the line I read. I was like, yeah, it's not normal to have painful sex before you lose your virginity. Running across lines like this, where I would be like, and what happened? I was like, really?
Really?
No fucking way.
No, but anyway, so without further ado, this game's theme is what is it, girls?
Pussy!
Pussy!
Oh, pussies.
All things pussy. Following on from the first game, which was, of course, All Things Penis-y, where we learned all sorts of amazing and astonishing facts about the beloved cock. Now it's time to give the beloved pussy the same treatment, so to speak. Now, just to facilitate answering these questions, since we don't really have a buzzer or a gong or anything, I mean, there might be sound effects out there, but I have no idea how to use them. So we'll do this old school. We will simply each have a word that we will shout out loud and glorious if we want to answer the question before anyone else. And scoop up some utterly useless bonus points. How does that sound?
Beauty. It sounds fantastic.
Okay. Caroline, tell us, what is your word?
Dick wallet.
What? What's your word?
Dick wallet.
Dick wallet.
If I need to answer a question, I will scream, dick wallet!
Okay.
Apologies to people who just heard me scream.
So, okay, Caroline, if she wants to jump into the answer, you just shout out dick wallets. Okay. Yeah. And BB, what's your word?
Okay, I have this on authority from a person who actually lives there that this is indeed a common phrase.
Okay.
Map of Tasmania. Or, in a more common parlance, map of Tassie.
Map of Tassie.
Now, if you've ever seen a map of Tasmania, I don't know if either of you have.
No.
But it is a rather apt comparison.
Wow. Well, then, road trip, girls. I'm telling you, this is...
I know.
This is where we gotta go.
And like I said, I have it on good authority from a local that this is, in fact, a thing.
We have to go check this out, then. Clearly. I mean... We're already going to Japan for that big dong festival.
Exactly. Yeah. Travel show.
Exactly. I think we could write this off on our taxes, too. Okay.
Great idea. All
right. So, okay. So you are map of Tassie, right? Or Tassie. Is it Tassie?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Tassie. I don't know. My apologies to anyone listening in Tasmania.
Oh, hey. I think they already know. And I think they'd love it. It, you know, puts them on the map, so to speak. So... Shout out to all our Tasmanian devils out there. Okay. And my word, is going to be penis flytrap. which was on one of those lists.
My husband's favorite euphemism for eating me out is to say that the buffet is open, right? And he loves eating at the Y.
All right.
All right.
So, since this is the first time we've done a threesome together, girls.
Well, speak for yourself.
Wow. Oh, the three of
The
us.
three of
I can vouch for that, you know. So, because this is the first time we've done this, make sure before you ask a question, make it clear if this is a serious competition grade question that you want the other two to battle over. Okay? So, in other words,
Okay.
if you want the other two to guess and ponder and think and give their considered opinions, that's fine. But if you want to see who knows the answer lightning fast, we have a special name for that kind of question. These will be the hot twat questions. Okay. So, just announce it. Just say, hey, girls, now it's time for a hot twat question. Okay? You understand? Make it clear if we're gonna have to battle it out, it's a hot twat question, and
Okay,
we need
hot
to know.
twat.
Yeah, okay, I'm kind of getting warm and gooey down there just thinking about it. Okay,
Yeah, all right.
and before we dive right into the muff here, I thought it might be a good idea.
Sorry.
Oh, by all means, enjoy yourself. I spent a long time on that one. Okay, I thought
I'd like to
it.
sit on this side and just giggle.
Okay, please do, please. That's a very
Oh,
valid
goodness.
response. Okay, before we dive into the muff, I thought it might be. Even the second time it got her. Okay. I thought it might be a good idea to spend just a little time defining some terms here because, let's face it, this is not an area that generally receives a lot of positive attention or adequate education. Are you with me there, girls? There's
Oh,
kind of a
yes.
lot of misinformation. There seems to be a ton of misinformation out there, a lot of myths and legends. So I thought we could help our listeners playing along at home and just make sure that we all know what we're talking about because pussy, as you can imagine, is not the official term. That's not what doctors call it. I know,
Cool.
it's shocking, isn't it? I know. And you've probably heard the many, 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 many names for our lady parts. And you've probably heard people do the whole eye roll thing and insist that we call it a vagina, like grown-ups. You know, don't call it a vajayjay. Use the medical name for it. You know, people accuse us of being all juvenile and stuff. Can either one of you tell me why this is a bit ironic? Why is it ironic that people insist we use the proper medical term vagina and not be juvenile and silly about what we call that part of a woman's anatomy?
Because if you go back far enough, it is a juvenile term, vagina.
Yes! Ding, 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 ding! The word vagina is Latin slang and it means sheath, like for a sword. You know? Get it? Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
What kind of sword are you keeping in there?
It's a hell of a sword, I tell you.
Actually, no. I ran across a story of a woman who kept a gun and pulled it out and attacked somebody.
Was she in prison?
No, she was like, it was her ex-husband and she ran it and she kept a gun in her for some reason. I don't like, there's so many other places you could keep it.
Wow, that's a wow. Well, I guess she figured that's where he's heading first, I
Okay,
guess.
but now thinking back, she was a skinny girl, right? And that's like one of the benefits of having tits is you can like tuck it right up on, like I can have a whole FNC one tucked up under these boobs.
So she had really no other option then. She,
Yeah,
you know,
no, skinny girls, you know. Yeah.
skinny girls, no boobs, they gotta stick it up their twats. That's just the way it works, right?
It's not just a dick wallet, it's a gun wallet.
It's This way to the gun show. Okay, so. Okay, now we gotta keep this serious here, Daryl. Somewhat.
We
Okay.
need like an editor or like a referee. Like, I mean, it's
Yeah, we need a
nope,
whistleblower
no
kind
more
of just,
laughing.
okay, girls,
4 seconds
stop.
of laughing, and then that's it.
And then stop. You're cut off. Okay.
Like a spanking, like
Woo! Really?
that
Ah, okay.
was good.
Now, we all know, here, I'm trying to be really erudite here, the term
Yeah.
pussy refers to more than just the vagina, because the vagina is, of course, just the hole. Although, that's not quite right either, is it? Because it's more like a negative
No.
space that kind of collapses in on itself until
Actually, the
something
potential
expands it.
space.
Yeah, potential space. But The word vagina only refers to that part. And all the other lady parts that make up the glorious pussy, well, they all have names too, of course. So what's the collective name for all that lovely stuff above the vagina?
BB?
Vulva?
Yes, vulva, not Volvo. That's something else. Vulva.
No, I didn't say.
No, I knew you didn't, but I'm sure somebody heard Volvo. I'm sure.
If my vulva drove something, it probably would be a Volvo. That's right. They're very reliable, high quality machines.
You know what? As long as it's a stick shift, that's all my vulva cares about.
Oh, you know what? We need one of those.
Ba-dum, I'm going to look for one of those, definitely. All right. Okay. Now, and the pussy lips, what are they called? What's their real name?
Labia.
And of course,
both Majora and Minora.
Ooh. Mm. Wow. There's 1,000 bonus points for you right there. Brilliant. Ooh. Okay.
I studied a lot.
You sounds like you did. Okay. And we all know the clit. But here's a little interesting little factoid. I once read in a script that somebody had offered that a woman was allegedly explaining to a young man what vaginas were for. And apparently this woman said, or rather the male scriptwriter had her say, the vaginas were for fucking and for peeing. So now what's wrong with this picture?
You don't urinate through your vagina?
Right! Ding dong, ding
Wait,
dong! Woohoo!
You don't?
You don't? What? No, we don't pee out our hoo-haws. No, we don't. Men pee out of their cocks, which is why I think this guy thought this. But we have a whole separate system for that.
Yes.
And it comes out of a little opening.
Although, mm-hmm. 1 in every 20,000 girls are born with their rectum, vagina, and urinary tract fused together in a single common channel. It's called a persistent cloaca.
Wow.
Wow. Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's
really
shocking. Yeah. That would be a hell of a thing, wouldn't it? I mean, oh my God. A persistent what? Cloaca?
A persistent cloaca. Like a duck's vagina is called a cloaca.
And what's the statistic again?
How many? 1 in every 20,000 girls. Wow. Which is really, really common.
That's really common. That's holy shit. There's all these cloacas.
But the other thing that's
around.
Really common is the vaginal agenesis, which is, you know, being born without a vagina.
Yes, I've heard that too.
Well, you know what? Yeah. I have a question about that.
Hot twat.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Along the same lines. How many women are born each year without a vagina? Is it A, 1 in 500, B, 1 in 5,000, or C, 1 in 10,000?
Is it that common? Well, I'll go for C. I mean, I sure hope it's not more common than that.
Hey, you have to shout your word,
oh,
Caroline.
Dick wallet.
Okay, would the lady with the dick wallet like to submit her answer?
You're not proceeding to the bonus round if you don't. Okay. I'll let it go this time.
Don't punish me. Please don't punish me.
Oh, yeah. Come on. You love it, Caroline. You know it. Come on. Okay. So is she right? Is she right?
Actually, no. It's B. 1 in 5,000.
Wow.
1 in 5,000 women are born with like a little dent in the pubic area rather than a fully developed vagina. Designer vagina. And extensive surgery. God, why can't I talk today? Extensive surgery will correct it.
So do they have a negative space in there and it's just closed up, or do they not actually have any of the internal?
My understanding is there just is not the space that it's like, the organ fused.
Space, like what I was reading. And then they have to go through like this extremely painful dilation. And while I was reading about it, I thought of how many men I met since I've been doing GWA whose wives like can't have sex. And they were saying how many women don't know you don't have a vagina until like lots later in life. And I was like, I wonder how many people think it's painful and they really just don't actually have space. Like you're trying to like fit a
Well, apparently gulp, it's like 1 in 5,000 if it's not correct.
Wow. So what happens
when there was a girl in the UK who didn't have a vagina, right? And so she's like super score, can't get pregnant, right? And she's, you know, good old London girl, so super high class. She winds up blowing a guy and swallowing, and then got in a knife fight later that night. And so some of the semen got from her stomach into her uterus, and she wound up getting pregnant.
What?
Yeah. And I was
Oh
like,
my
what? And then
goodness.
they were like, London. And I was like, oh, well, that makes more sense.
Okay, well, I am very much against the victim blaming that we have in our culture, but you gotta say, when you blow a guy and then get into a knife fight, you kind of get what's coming to
And
you.
let me just, I have to just step in here and apologize to all of our London listeners. We did not mean to imply that this is de rigueur for women in London. So, that's crazy though. That's crazy. I mean, that's unbelievable. Like, the other thing too is when she starts having her period when she's young, I mean, where does it go? Like,
You don't get one. Like, I was
You
reading
don't
an
get
interview
one.
with a girl, and she was like 20, and she was like, I never got my period. And
So
she
she
was
has
like, I guess I'm just fucked up.
no ovaries or no uterus or anything like that. But then you just said the knife chick just
Yeah,
got
no, they do
pregnant.
have a uterus. They just, it doesn't cycle properly. Like, and so some of them are born with ovaries, some don't have, like, and it's just a whole mishmash of things that you can and can't wind up with.
And the baby can't get out. Oh my
Well, it's
God.
C-section.
This is like
But
Alien
because,
now. Oh my God. It's
like, and so some of the,
bursting
they'll be
out.
born with just one half of stuff. And so in that case, there was a woman I was reading about who only had one half of a womb and the whole everything. And so she could only like keep the baby in her until like 4th or 5th month or something like that. There just wasn't space.
Oh, wow.
That's totally crazy.
Holy
Okay,
cow.
but okay,
Okay,
I have
I have.
a
I was
hot
good.
spot, but not.
Oh, go, go, go.
Okay, it's like because we mentioned London and cunt and everything like this, and this kind of relates back to, okay, so it's a quick story. So it was about how cunt became an insult, which was in the early 19th century when a tribe in the Solomon Islands near the city that's now Fenwaloa had struggled to find an heir willing to take the throne. Sikwa Manasa was finally found, and just before his coronation, an English aunt of distant relation requested to visit. They were under colonial rule at the time and they had little choice. And so Sikwa took his aunt around the area for what was supposed to be a 19-day tour. After just 3 days, Sikwa sent home his guard and his staff and said he'd conduct the rest of the tour on his own. When they returned home, it was obvious the two were a couple. Sikwa recanted on his intention to take the title that the tribe so needed him to, and he left with her back to England. Everybody blamed the woman and began to use the title aunt as an insult. But because of the clicking sound that occurs before vowels in the native language, the word sounded like cunt. And so when future imperial forces were stationed there, they heard and picked up the term, and it traveled through the traveling British forces, which is why, although it's global now, it has a higher prevalence in Australia and England and other formerly colonial territories.
Interesting, because I in my research I found a different reference according to the ever reliable Glamour magazine, which says that, and I quote, "It turns out that other slang terms for vaginas date back to as far as 1250, when the first oh goodness, we're back to our English friends, when the first recorded use of the word cunt appeared." Get ready for this. It was likely an English street name that came from the very unfortunately named Gropa Cunt Lane, a province known for its sex workers.
That's got to be false.
Gropa Cunt Lane. Gropecuntlane. One word, not Gropa Cunt
But grope
Lane. Oh
cunt.
my gosh, I just got that.
Grope cunt.
Going, this might be German. I don't know. Gropecuntlane.
There is a word "kunta" in German, right? Or Danish, or something like that. Never mind. Okay, of those two very difficult to believe stories, which one is more likely to be true?
Of those two, which one is more? Oh, this sounds like one of
Yeah,
Caroline's trick
you get points
questions.
for this one if you get it right.
I would say the grope cunt lane is probably truer than the Solomon Islands cunt traveling around the island.
Why, like, boys always have a thing for their aunts, right? Yeah, no, the Solomon Island one is just, I just made that up.
What? Did you make up that whole thing? Caroline, you are fucking, you fucking cunt. You're brilliant. I just made that up. It sounds completely like, holy shit, the detail level of you. Oh man, you, wow.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive.
Wasn't
Very
it?
impressive. Yes, you should be on that NPR show. Wait, wait, don't tell me.
Wow.
Do you know that show? It's a fantastic news show where you basically play two truths and a lie.
Oh,
They
wow.
give you two fake news stories and one real one, and you have to guess which one's the
Well,
real one.
Caroline would just mop the floor with those people because the Solomon
Yeah,
Island
you would.
detail and the whole thing. I
It
mean,
sounds like Solomon
I'm
Gerald
just,
just
I'm
mopping the
so,
floor with
I'm.
and here I'm sitting here going, oh my gosh, well, you know, she's the host. I don't want to, like, you know, offend her by saying I have an alternative origin for the word, but you know, I
Never
mean,
think that.
Slam
She's a wily one.
Magazine.
She's a wily cunt. She really is. She
Okay, multiple choice, and this is not Caroline bullshit. Like, I
Oh,
will tell you if I am
she's
doing it.
okay.
Okay, multiple choice. So, cunt comes from the Latin cuneus, which means wedge. A, that's your choice A.
Okay.
Choice B, the Proto-Indian European gwen, which is the root of queen, the Greek gyne, which means woman, or the Dutch cont, which means arse. You got A, B,
Oh,
C, and
map
D.
of Tasmania.
Yes, map of Tasmania, or map of Tasmania.
It's an old it, oh crap. It's an old Norse word, so I'm gonna go with Dutch.
Okay, I'm gonna penis wipe that. I'm jumping in here. I'm gonna try to steal her points, okay? I think it's all four.
It is all four.
Oh, I bow down to your brilliance.
Am I brilliant or what? Am I a brilliant cunt or what? Honestly.
I'm sitting there going, well, I know that the
trap.
guy is right, and I know that this is right, and I'm like, oh,
I'm just more familiar with what a crafty cunt she is, so I know that she does these things. It may not be bullshit, but she's gonna pull something, and so I figured it's probably all four. Tell us, Caroline. Tell us who's right.
Oh, I did. Yes, I said you. It was all four of them.
Woohoo! Awesome! 4 million
But
points
in
for
right
me.
as far as calling me a crafty cunt, you are so right. My cunt is so crafty, I make people.
Well, I'm jealous. My cunt has never made a person, so I'm. It's made
A
a
lot of
person.
people come.
It's made a person come, but it's never made a person.
Prevented from happening. All the orgasms you create, and they don't go and get their wives pregnant that night. You have
I
saved
know.
so many unwanted
I
pregnancies.
know. I am like walking birth control. It's unbelievable. Okay.
Ow.
So, this was meant to be an introduction to anatomy, but we've just barreled right through this pussy, haven't we? And we're just okay, so we're just gonna keep going, okay? Because now onwards and upwards, right? We're all clear on what makes up the pussy, leaving out a few things that you don't need to know unless you have a speculum in your hands. And if you don't know what a speculum is, consider yourself lucky. So, okay, so I have. Because God Almighty, right? Okay, so they're fucking cold and just pry it open. It's awful. Okay, I've randomly put all two of your names into a hat, and I've drawn out the name of the lady who will get things rolling here, although we're already rolling. But anyway, and it's our guest of honor, Brainy Babe. Woohoo, BB, woohoo. So,
Come lay
Brainy,
down.
BB, give us your first question. Well, you know, your
Okay.
whatever question. Let's just
All
go with it.
right. Okay. Now, these are all. Well, I won't say they're all true. Anyway, okay. The largest vagina ever recorded, okay, so
Okay.
in recorded history,
Okay.
was the largest vagina A, 3 feet 6 inches long, B, 5 feet 3 inches long, or C, 7 feet 8 inches long? Shall I repeat the choices?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Okay, Dick Wallet. I'm calling D bullshit on all of those, babe.
Okay. Well, apparently, again, according to the ever reliable internet,
Nice.
the largest vagina ever recorded is thought to have belonged to a 7 foot 8 inch to 7 foot 8 inch Anna Swan.
Right, but
A
the
Scottish
vagina wasn't seven
temptress
feet.
who plopped on a 26-pound baby. No. It was
How
a
big a
bullshit
baby?
question. No,
What?
but she was 7 feet 8 inches tall.
So they
Yes, 350
extrapolate.
pounds, they said.
She's a 26-pound baby, the baby, biggest baby in recorded history.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm
So.
betting her sex life was not the same after that child.
Or she could have fit quite a few men in there after that. That's
Yeah,
whoa.
nah, it don't work that way.
Whoa.
It was destroyed.
Actually, this is the thing that drives me most crazy when people are like, oh man, she's a virgin. She's so fucking tight. I'm tighter after childbirth than I was before.
I was going to bring
Like,
that up
a
later.
finger inside me. I'm like, holy shit. Like, that's
How
so.
did you manage that?
Well, it's a muscle, right? You just kegels
Yeah.
and squats and it just tightens up.
Oh, provided that it, and I'm not being funny here, provided that it survives birth
Was
intact.
destroyed by the
Yeah.
creature that you were birthing.
Right. Yeah. God, as long as, yeah. God.
I'm so jealous
Yeah.
of you too. I've never had anything destroy my vagina. I'm so jealous, but anyway.
I bet you we could find some volunteers.
Woohoo! Okay, so we think it may be close to one of the, it may be like it's super long is the idea, because she was a super long person. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay,
Yeah. I don't
awesome.
know. I got flustered in the presence of, the
Oh.
celebrities here, and I just kind of like went with
Great job.
it.
Okay,
I do
girls.
have I do have can I do one more
Of
that I
course.
know is accurate? Okay. The
Please.
biggest clit ever.
Oh.
The biggest clit ever.
I
Okay.
mean, like,
Get
on
some
just.
hints or just.
Oh, yes, it's
No.
got a multiple choice.
Well,
Yes.
do you want to take a guess? Should we do a
Well, I think
guess?
no
See who
matter
comes
what we
closest?
say, I'm going to argue about the semantics of it because a penis is just a clit. So no matter what we say, I'm going to be like, I don't know.
She's a smart one, this one. I'm going to say, I'm just going to pull a number out of the air. I'm going to say 4 inches.
Okay, I'm going to pull a number out of my dick wallet and say 3 centimeters.
Oh my goodness. Okay. You're
I'll
both
use centimeters like a good
incorrect.
Canadian.
We're both
We're
wrong.
both wrong.
Yeah,
You're
see, I'm
both
such a terrible
incorrect.
Canadian. I'm still saying inches. It's awful. Okay. We're both
Gosh.
wrong.
Okay. You're both wrong. So
Wow.
in 1744, Sir Edward Home described a native-born woman in the West Indies whose clitoris, when aroused, was 3 inches long and thicker than a thumb. Around
Nice.
the same time, a Swiss biologist claims to have examined a woman whose clit measured a robust 7 inches. And in 1813, an account in a French encyclopedia mentions a woman with a 12-inch clitoris resembling, and I quote, the neck of a goose.
I think each of these men was actually with a gander. That's
Yeah,
what
that
I
was.
think.
Yep.
That's what was going on there. They just didn't want to admit that they
Yep.
were that close to
Exactly,
a naked boy kind of thing. Yeah. Because, sure, it's possible. But as Caroline says, they're virtually the same thing. So I can see that. I can see having a, maybe not a 12 inch goose clit, but maybe. I mean, okay,
The Rafe line, the scar between their testicles that,
Yes.
runs. That's apparently because all fetuses start as female, and that's where the vagina fused together. That's that line.
Wow.
And what's it called?
It's called the Rafe line, RAPHE.
Like Ralph Fiennes?
Yeah, exactly like that.
I mean, that's how you pronounce it. Oh, I love Ralph Fiennes. I'm not trying to demean him in any way.
So we've insulted Tasmania, London, and
And Solomon Islands
the
and Ralph
We're
Fiennes.
just getting started, too. Okay.
If we want to go for another place, I've got the Maori mythology.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay. Well, it's not written in a question. It's just like a
Yeah, see, you're
fact.
just freestyling all over the place.
Take
But
the
anyway,
weapons off.
throw it out there
Take
because.
it. Take my stuff. I'm going to give it to you.
Okay, give it to me. Give it to me,
Okay.
Caroline. Give
Okay.
it to me,
So
please.
one of the greatest, fears throughout time has been vagina dentata. So that's where there's teeth in the vagina.
Yes.
And
Oh,
that comes from
yes.
because in Maori mythology, Maui was trying to bring immortality to humanity. I don't know why they didn't put this in the Disney movie, by the way. But he was tempted by the goddess of death and her obsidian vagina teeth. When he turned into a worm, she crushed him like that with her teeth and her vagina. And teeth can wind up in your ovaries when stem cells wind up where they shouldn't.
I actually have heard that there was a case in 1989. Doctors removed a benign embryoid tumor from a woman's vagina, meaning the embryoid meaning it had been her twin in the womb, and that as a fetus she just sort of kind of ate her sister, and what was left over was some teeth of her twin. I heard that too. So that can
You
happen
can
as well.
find teeth all over the body. There, I mean, we find them in toes.
Oh.
Teeth are crazy.
Wow. But you know, the interesting thing about the vagina dentata thing is that I've heard that there are similar myths all over the world. And
Oh,
it
purple.
actually, do you remember? There's bonus points here. Remember?
Yay! Oh, God! Give me numbers!
Remember?
Approve of me! Love me! Grade me!
Okay, you get a lot of bonus pointless points if you can recall in what context we talked about a vag with teeth in it before in the first episode. Can you remember, Caroline? Even though it was about
I'm sorry.
cocks, we talked about there was a situation in which there was a vag with teeth. Do you remember?
I'm sorry.
It was the Kanemaru Matsuri Festival in Japan honoring the giant iron dildo that supposedly broke off a demon's teeth because he had taken up residence in a woman's pussy. And so the
Oh
idea
my
is that
goodness.
sometimes they think it was a demon living in a woman, other times they think it was just the woman herself. But almost every culture has this myth about a woman with a toothy vagina. It's just like crazy that it's like so common all over the world.
Yeah,
But of course, I mean.
and I mean, we can easily go into history here because we all have a bit of background in that. But I love that how the same myth is in every culture, you know, like the
Yeah.
ark, like the big flood. Everybody has a
Yes.
big flood and a dude with a boat and animals on it. I
Yep.
love
I
that.
know. I love that too. It's pretty cool.
Now, do
And
you know that there is a clinical condition known as penis captivus?
oh,
Where,
penis.
certain women have vaginal muscles strong enough to clamp down on the male organ that such that it can actually prevent them from withdrawing, and it's thought to be caused by an involuntary muscle spasm.
I'm doing it right now.
I've had my husband be like, ah, like, and other men with me be like, it's almost painful. It's that tight. And I've been like, okay, I could stop. And they're like, no, it's good.
No, that's good.
Oh my goodness, all the
And that's it.
talent.
I want to go see my doctor. Of course, I also think that I get way too wet. I feel like years I've been like, want to go to my doctor because I get so wet. And every man who knows me is like, no, that's okay, Caroline. You can just deal with it. It's
Yeah,
not an issue.
I get too wet, but I've had the opposite. I've had him like nearly drowning down there, so it's pretty bad. He's like snorting and blowing his nose. I mean, the mood is ruined, you know what I'm saying? But anyway,
So see, there is an origin here for these myths, and the both of you are evidence of that fact.
okay, and
You have potentially killer cunts.
which
yes,
makes sense because
yeah.
the lubricant that you make is the same as what's in a shark's liver, right? So really,
Oh,
we're related to sharks.
God damn you, cunt, Caroline! You just stole my thunder.
Oh, stupid dick wallet. I'm sorry.
You dick wallet, you! I was just
I mean, okay,
that
delete
was my
it. I'll
next
pretend I didn't
question.
say it. It's audio. Delete it. It only happened if you keep it in the final product.
I
Just
see.
delete it,
So
and then it didn't happen.
if we whisper, it didn't happen. I got it. Nobody will ever know. Okay. No, fuck it. I'm gonna leave this in. So what is it called? This natural lubricant that sharks and pussies have in common.
Are you asking me? Because you
I'm
want to.
asking you. I'm asking you.
Called squalene, which I loved it so much. I wanted to make up like an alt account on Reddit called squalene and do like a high squeaky voice just because I loved the name so much.
I am squalene. If I see a new alt account called Squalene, I'm gonna know
Your girl be
exactly.
squalene.
That's a new troll account, right? You just go around shit
Eileen, it's
posting.
squalene. And then, oh my god, it'd be another song one, right? Because people sing like Sweet Caroline with my name. It could be like squalene.
Okay, well, anyway, maybe that's where the word, you know, man eater comes from, right? Is it there's just like pussy teeth and squalene. Okay.
I'll try not to do that again. No more freestyling.
Oh,
Fucking
yes,
dick
I
wallet.
gotta control this here. I have to be the MC because this is a sequel and it's gonna suck, so we have to keep it, you know, we have to
You
make it
suck at
funny.
penises, baby.
All right, girls, serious. Here's a hot talk.
Oh,
Here's a hot talk
goodness.
question. I want you to get ready, okay?
Okay, yeah.
And you really can't let me down here because this is really important. Okay, you ready? Hot talk question.
I'm
What?
ready.
I I love that breath.
My squalene juices are flowing.
Your squalene is all over the place. Oh my God. Okay. Are you hot and ready? Ready to go? Okay.
Totally.
What is a...
Okay, well, I'm also ready.
You two are both killer cunts. Okay. So, here we go. This is the third time,
and
I mean
raise
it.
Our hand?
Yeah, do that. If that helps.
Yeah,
if it helps. Yeah, if it helps, do whatever you need. Okay, hot twat question. What is a merkin?
You get choices.
No choices. No choices. No, I'm not going to help
do
you.
Do we get Google?
No, you do not get Google. I want to hear your best.
Dick wallet.
Okay, yes, ooh, dick wallet. Okay. Tell me.
A merkin is a thing that you made up.
Oh, wait. I think I know. I think I know. It's like balderdash. Do you ever play balderdash?
Nice.
So merkin.
This is really appropriate.
It's like a very, very small man with a magical wand. A magical penis.
Okay, it's not mer, so it's from the ocean, right? So this is of the ocean.
It's not merman.
So
it's merkin.
Merkin is when you have a vulva like a whale. That's it.
Oh my God. And what, pray tell, does that entail?
I don't know, baby.
So... Okay, so you're both, you're all wrong. All of it is completely wrong. I did not make this up. This is a real thing.
Wait, can you spell it, please?
Merkin.
Okay, I was spelling it right.
Merkin. And you actually, BB, you will be surprised at how kind of appropriate your first expression of the word balderdash happened to be. Maybe that's a bit of a hint.
Oh, I was thinking like Merlin and Munchkin. Lost, but clearly.
Just balderdash.
Okay.
Oh, I remember this. This is like the wings that they had for French prostitutes when they had to cover them up because they weren't allowed to show their pubic hair.
Well, yes, you're pretty much close. It's a pubic hair wig. That's what a merkin is. They were invented in the early
70s. Same thing that Donald Trump wears on his head.
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
That's exactly what I thought of as soon as I saw it. Yes, it was invented in the early 17th century by prostitutes who would shave their pubic hair to prevent lice or cover up signs of disease. And so now, of course, if you're shaved bald and you just feel the need for a bit of a twat toupee, you just go out and you get yourself a merkin.
So why would they have them because being shaved was... not common?
No, it wasn't. That was a thing. It was like, okay. It was a thing. Guys liked the bush back then, but...
Yeah, and you didn't have like a safety razor, right?
No.
You're there in like 17th century France, like you're down by the Champs-Élysées.
The guillotine.
Like a sharp rock.
Oh my God.
Okay. All right. So that's what a merkin is. Okay. So who's next? Caroline, give us okay. Another question, and
all right,
please
fine.
Make this one not actually made up.
Fine.
Oh, you can.
We know
what
that
do I care?
Kids have more taste buds than adults. This is in part why they're attracted to certain foods like pink foods, which I can't even stomach the thought of, and they can't handle like stronger tastes and flavors that many adults enjoy.
Okay.
Keeping this in mind, is it true or false that the tongue at different points in life can have more sensitivity than your clit?
True. Oh, I'm sorry. Map.
She didn't say hot twat. I'm going to have to say it's okay. We can both answer. So
yeah.
Okay.
You say it's true, BB, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would say no. And I'll tell you why. Because there's like 8,000 nerve endings in the clit.
Damn it. That was one of my questions.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm sorry.
BB, you can come in the trouble corner with me and wear the hat.
You guys are both in the penalty box now. And no, I am. No, it's my. I'm in the penalty box.
I'm in a box with you too. This is awesome.
Like I'm in there for high sticking. Come on.
Deep sticking, baby.
Okay.
Yeah, give me elbows.
Okay. So now we've offended hockey fans too. Okay. So. Where was I? I would say no. And so is that, which one of us is right?
It's absolutely false.
Absolutely false. Okay.
See, and just so that I don't seem like a total bimbo BB, I was thinking that, you know, as you age, certain sensitivities decrease. And yes, that's where I was going.
That would make sense.
It's good to know. It's good to know.
You do lose more sensitivity in your taste as you age, but still, it's nowhere near the sensitivity of your clit.
Guys don't realize that we have like double the nerve endings in our
brain, yes,
and they don't get that, right?
Like, and thank you for taking another one of my questions.
Oh, fuck.
You did not. Oh,
fuck. I think I've just been ejected from the game. Red card. I'm out.
I was going for the educational angle. I know that most women know these things, but I thought, you know.
You're right. Well, but you, okay, you can still right. say the question I'll, anyway, I'll and then I'll just recuse myself from the question. You can ask it later.
No.
Okay, so I have a question for both of you. This is not a hot talk question. This is a clammy pink taco question, whatever you want to call it. It is true or false. You can get a fleshlight with vampire teeth.
Oh, totally true.
I would imagine you could get a fleshlight with anything.
Is this a really easy question? I thought it was an easy one. I thought I'd just throw you an easy one after the squalene and the whole... Yeah, anyway. But it's true. It's called the... And I love the name. This is why I chose this question. It's called the suck you dry. Which is like succubus, right? So S-U-C-C-U with just dry on the end. Suck you dry. And, you know, it's supposed to be for vampire lovers. You know, you can also get one that's like an alien. It's got like blue pussy flesh, if that's your thing, you know. So, and I don't know, I would have thought that wouldn't, maybe going back to the vagina dentata thing, maybe the teeth thing, I don't know, but I would have thought most guys would not like the idea of vampire teeth in their fleshlight.
Yeah, then we've got, you know, people who enjoy like the small penis humiliation and the cock and ball torture and everything like that. True. Which for me, the CBT of cock and ball torture, it's hilarious because before I did this, worked more in traditional therapy, and so CBT is cognitive behavioral therapy, and now CBT is cock and ball torture. And so, because I still work in both fields, I'll have people say one, and I'll be like, "Wait, which one
wait,
of you
wait,
are talking
wait.
To?" Okay, yeah, that's what CBT means in this conversation.
World's colliding, Caroline. Maybe they need therapy because somebody went too far with the cock and ball torture.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying, baby. Okay, but fleshlight is one of the answers on a multiple choice that I have. So
okay,
I'm going to jump.
Okay,
that.
Jump to it.
So, in 2011, after the dispatch of Osama bin Laden, the SEAL team who dispatched him was sent a gift. It was sexual in nature, and you have to choose what they were sent. It was personalized porn from some of the top porn stars of the day for each of the different members. It was a box of fleshlights for each of them, or it was a lifetime subscription to print magazines, adult print magazines.
This is a good question.
It is. All of the answers are rather disturbing, though.
Yeah. Well, I guess you'd have to sort of think about who would send these things to the guys.
So, I imagine it was probably fellow soldiers.
See, if it's other guys, right, then it might be something along the lines of like a fleshlight or.
I think the personalized porn would be a lot to orchestrate.
A lot of work. A lot of fucking work. Let's be honest.
Yeah, and if you're looking for, you know, looking for a quick gift.
Last minute gift.
The print subscription and the porn, not going to be quite as expeditious as the fleshlight.
Only 5 days till Christmas. Get your personalized porn. Okay, so.
What we make.
So, Caroline. So, I'm going to say it was print magazine subscriptions, and BB is going to say what?
Fleshlight.
Okay, so who's right? Who's
and
wrong?
He has this one. Fleshlight, the whole company sent an entire box of all of their products to each member of the SEAL team.
Wow. Which effectively lowered their testosterone from coming so much that they were then unable to go out and kill anybody else.
But they've taken care of business.
They've already done it, right? So now they can just bliss out and goon for days. And yeah, okay.
So I have a very practical question. And this might be a very naive question. Why are they called flesh lights? Do they light up?
No.
Did they used to light up? Or they're just light in weight?
Well, Caroline, you can handle this. go for it.
Just because it sounds like flashlight.
And it looks like it's a flashlight.
Oh, so yeah. They're trying to have a play on words.
Yes.
Okay.
See, and I just realized that would only work over here in the North American continent because you guys call it a torch in the UK.
Right.
Are you talking to me?
Well, like humans
well,
live
we're
there.
Both on North American
because I got to tell you, I live in the Republic of Ireland, and I got to tell you, that's a pretty touchy thing you just said. We are not part of the UK. Anyway, just putting that out there, you know, Erin Gabra, all that. So, but you're right. They do call it a torch over this side of the pond. So you're right. Hmm. I don't know what British guys call it. I guess they call it a fleshlight and just kind of snigger, yeah. Look down their noses and
like, there's just nothing sexy about
what?
A flashlight.
Look down your noses at Americans?
Hey, America's the best.
Okay, on the topic of America.
Yes.
An American striped skunk. Do we know what it is actually allowed, like in a taxonomy sense? It has a vaginal kind of a nickname. Okay, so this is I know the real one, but I'll make up a couple other ones real quick. So this is the American striped skunk.
Okay.
It's either called the give me a second here. It's either called the dick wallet. the striped pussy, wood pussy, or the non pussy.
Are those the real?
Oh my gosh!
Are those the
one
real
of those
choices?
Is real. One of those is actually the correct taxonomy.
So it's either called striped pussy.
Can that be called the wood. Striped pussy, the wood pussy, or the non pussy? Keep in mind, if you've ever seen skunks, they look just like little kittens, right? So that's where
yeah,
like this...
I'm going to say striped pussy.
I'm going to say wood pussy. Because
yeah,
what
you
the
got
hell?
It, Eve. Yeah.
Did I? Wow.
Yeah.
Total guess. Wow.
Because what's the reason?
I have no idea what the reason is. I just found it.
I'm going to have to give back my points because that was a total guess. So
maybe they're often found in the woods. I don't know.
Hey, there you go.
You find wood in that pussy, baby. Yeah. Yeah, I got a wood pussy right here for you.
I got some wood for your pussy.
Actually, I don't think a wood pussy would be that pleasant for
ooh. I'm getting flashback of George Washington and something, wood teeth, wood, maybe Martha and wood pussy. Anyway.
Oh my God.
Wood dentures. See, we're keeping it classy here, girls. Okay, so multiple choice time. All right, here we go. Serious scientific question here. What percentage, multiple choice, remember, what percentage of women can have orgasms from vaginal penetration alone? Meaning no rubby or anything. Is it A, 10%? B, 15%, C, 75%, or D, nobody knows. So, I love the laughter. Like, yeah, right.
All right
on
I'm
what planet?
I'm going with 10%.
Okay. Caroline?
Okay, being difficult as I usually am, my research said a number that wasn't in those titles, but I like D, nobody knows.
See, this is pretty good because you're right. And I came across a similar situation. I came across all of those plus 35% as well. And so, but it seems like the average that I have read of all these different places that I looked this stuff up, anywhere from like 25 to 30 seems to be about the average that people are saying. So
I never really understand averages in sex because you're having sex with one person. So who the fuck cares if 25 out of 100 women can? You're probably not going to be fucking 25 to 100 women.
Yeah, speak for yourself, honey.
If I can, so we're good.
But yes, you're right. Totally. I think it's just, I think the reason that these things are significant is that some women will then find out that they can't do something or whatever. And they don't realize that this is actually very common, that most women are like this. So they shouldn't worry or think there's something wrong. And in fact, they think that the correlation or like what causes this is how close your clit is to your vagina. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That mm-hmm. if it's much closer, you're much more likely to come from vaginal sex because really, apparently, almost all orgasms come from some kind of internal stimulation or external stimulation of the clit, which is very big. It actually looks like kind of a big sort of wishbone type thing. That's wow, what a great word for that. wish
Well, that's what they
bone.
say, is that the G spot is the clit,
yeah,
just on the inside.
Basically,
right?
Yeah.
So if you're getting that hit, it's
yeah.
still a clitoral orgasm.
Yeah.
You're just touching it internally.
Yeah. So, and the other thing too is it's good for men too, who should understand that most women will need a little help down there to make the buzzers go off, so to speak. Christ,
wouldn't you love to have that? Like, be like just a class for men.
Oh, I know.
Porn isn't real.
It's not real, right?
Good,
you know, yeah.
Those
exactly.
girls don't fuck their boyfriends like that.
Yeah, exactly.
But I have a related question. Oh,
okay.
I'm sorry. I just kind of totally cut you
no,
guys off.
No, go right ahead.
It's hard to do with three people.
This is a great
yeah,
threesome.
But you know
this
how
is,
that goes.
This is the best threesome I've ever had. Go ahead.
Okay. True or false?
Mm-hmm.
There is a newly discovered, related to the G-spot, A-spot for women. A newly discovered A-spot, which has a name, an anterior fornix erogenous zone.
Ooh.
True or false?
Well, I would be really impressed if you just made that up.
I'm not that good. I'm good.
Yeah, no, I have heard that, so I'm going to say true.
Yeah, I would say that's true, but...
Yeah, it is. Sex researcher Desmond Morris believes that he has located this nerve bundle that increases lubrication and stimulates intense orgasmic contractions. How to find it, you ask? Head toward the G-spot along the upper wall of the vagina toward the cervix to discover this sensitive and tender bit of tissue.
Okay, I just thought the best Halloween costume for a dude ever go as a sex researcher, right? You just put on, like, glasses and a pipe, you know, like, I'm a sex researcher,
Speculum.
You want to do some, you know, field research with me in the bedroom?
Oh, when you said he's discovered, I just got this Jonathan Livingston
yeah,
kind
totally,
of...
Yeah, totally, totally.
Darkest Africa kind of thing. You know, hacking his way through the bush, literally. Anyway.
Yep, absolutely, yep.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Oh my God is right. All right. So the A spot and the G spot. I wonder why they're all named after guitar strings. This is what I'm wondering about. I mean, I gotta come up with better names.
Because of Elvis, baby. Because of Elvis.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. I can't believe that. Okay. So true or false, ladies? This is
yes.
a hot twat question. So get your buzzers out. Get your hands off your clits and get them on your buzzers.
Oh my God. I was just going to do the same thing. Okay, I'm good.
Hold on one second. Hold on. I got to just engage.
Squealing, squealing.
Oh my God. Okay. So actually we did, I'm looking at my questions here and I think we actually did cover this before, but I'm just going to remind everybody because what the fuck, we have a show to run here. A woman's vagina gets looser the more sex she has or the larger her partners. True or false?
Is there an it depends?
That's a good point.
Does it
because get... my understanding, which could be completely wrong, is yes, but as Caroline said earlier, you know, you or well, I forget who said, but you know, if you're doing a lot of Kegel and muscle toning, you can change that.
So that's your answer? Is it it's a sort of a qualified yes? Is that what you're saying, BB?
Yeah, qualified yes.
Okay, and Caroline, what do you think?
I can't remember the way the question was phrased, but sure. Yeah.
A woman's vagina gets looser the more sex she has, or the larger her partners.
Then, yeah, I guess a qualified yes.
Well, so here's my thinking too, and this was going to be one of my questions, so I don't know if I should throw this in there or not,
yeah,
or save
exactly.
it. Okay. So, you know, do you know what percentage the vagina is capable of expanding to?
Oh,
it can
like
expand to 100% of its size, 200% of its size, or 300% of its size.
I'm going to go with the fourth option, which is big enough to push a watermelon out.
Yeah, it's actually 200%, but yes. I mean, I'm thinking if I can push a 9-pound, 2-ounce baby out
yes.
of mine,
yeah.
I think I can accommodate, you know,
it's
a
like,
guy who wears the Maxima Trojans.
Right.
Yes, see, the problem with the, like, the Maximum Trojans is not this, well, although the girth is nice, it's when they're too long, it's like, ah, that's my cervix,
get out of there, yeah, stop poking me, yeah.
Like, you use your hand as, like, a silencer, like, you go through the hand and then you get a...
Oh, the tap on the shoulder, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Honey, yeah. Okay, actually, this one is false. This is a complete myth. And some people think that this is where the word loose woman comes from, is that people think that if a woman is promiscuous, that she has a loose vagina. Now, some people have also said that loose woman comes from loose morals. So, you know, there's never anything
Right.
kind of clear cut about this. But this is definitely something we've all heard, like in high school and whatever, you know, is that she's loose from being fucked a lot kind of thing, or that some guy was so big that her pussy's now just wrecked and whatever. But it's a complete myth because the vagina, as you said, is capable of expanding enough to pass a baby, and then it shrinks back down to a negative space. There's no, it's not a hole. It's really not. It's not a, it has to be opened and expanded by something going in or coming out, you know, like cock in,
It's
baby
a
out, you
sock.
know. It's, yeah.
Well, that's previously what we said was that it's a sock, right?
Yeah.
There's not, there's a top and you can't lose anything inside yourself. But then, okay, so this is a question that I have on my list here.
Okay.
True or false, you can lose things up your vagina.
Can I
Sure.
give a qualified yes again?
Hold on, let me see. I think I had some, yeah, I had some change that I, yeah. Yep. Oh, there it is. Yeah. I only got 50 cents
I
back.
mean,
And
the lady with the gun, you
the
know,
gun,
yeah,
yeah.
sounds like she's got some pretty serious storage space.
You know what I think? I think that you can, because if something gets in your vagina and it's and you have an orgasm, it's gonna suck that right up into your uterus. That's what I think.
Well, I was going to say there are, it is possible for things to pass through your cervix, depending on who
Yes,
you are.
right.
Oh, you
So,
guys are so infuriating. So
oh
technically, it's not locked in your vagina, but
it's
it's
in
locked
your
in your.
baby space.
Okay, it's actually not at all possible to lose anything. Your cervix will not allow anything to pass other than semen.
See, I take exception to that because I lost my virginity in my vagina.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I lost all of my sleep habits when I got pregnant. My waistline. Hold on. But no, it's because I've written up this whole yes, it is true thing to trick you guys, and then I can't even use it. Now I'm all upset.
And now I've got this image of
Okay, so
Gandalf standing in my twat
actually,
going, "You
while.
shall not pass." Thanks for that. Great
Okay, so
image.
here's my complete bullshit that I'd written. I said, well, previously considered to be impossible, medical practitioners are changing their attitudes after a Nyota Mori model, that's the girls who have sushi on them, had a sesame seed travel through her, requiring emergency surgery after it became lodged in her abdominal cavity and started spreading infection. But that's all bullshit, so just don't listen to
Wait, back up, back up.
Your
Girls
bullshit
with
is better
sushi?
than the total truth, because you bring in you bring in these little details, like what? Sushi chick? What? A sesame seed.
They're called the Nyota Mori model, and it's where you lie naked on a table and then they put sushi on you.
Right. Okay.
It's just as like as a food play kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So,
it's
okay.
just a thing that models do. It's super popular out here.
Wow.
But yeah. Well,
Okay.
you can't lose things. Doctors can use the vagina as a, this is totally real. Doctors can use the vagina as a natural opening for surgery. In 2009 at Johns Hopkins, they did a successful kidney donation by entering through the vagina, and that way they didn't have to cut her open abdominally.
Well, isn't that clever?
I thought so.
But they had to cut into her vagina.
Well, no, that you just die later. I mean, we can do
But
like open
yeah,
hearts,
right. But
you know,
but how
fetuses,
are
right?
they passing? How do they get to the kidney?
Yeah, once they get past the uterus, then they had to cut through the fallopian tubes or something to get to the kidney, right?
Oh, they have to cut through something, the uterus or, I
Something.
mean, yeah.
Missing that? I don't know. See,
Well,
I just read that. I didn't ask that
let's
question.
not ruin a good story with
Okay,
facts.
yeah, no,
Okay?
yeah.
Okay.
So facts.
I think this is a great story, just the way it is. So,
Yeah.
fuck the facts. Okay. So you get 9,000 points for that amazingly bullshit thing. Okay. So,
Yay.
okay. So, okay. Now, here, I have a great question. It's not a hot talk question, but in Hawaiian legend, the goddess Kapo, I think it's pronounced that, maybe it's Kapo, I don't know, Kapo. She's the goddess of fertility. She was allegedly able to fend off the advances of a half man, half pig. So make of that what you will, ladies.
Oh man. Yep, got it.
By doing what with her vagina?
Oh, and so
Squirting him in the eye.
Throwing it at him.
What'd you say, Caroline?
Throwing it at him.
Yes! Yeah! Ding, 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 ding. What? She detached it and threw it at him. This is the legend. Holy and God. Apparently, the lad chased it to the ends of the earth, and so she was able to... which seems legit to me. Okay, so... Yeah, okay, let's just move on from that one. So, any more questions, ladies?
No, but can I qualify something that I just said that I don't want to be mistaken as misinformation?
Of course, go right ahead.
So, whether everyone knows this or not, I actually just learned this in doing research for this incredibly fun show that women do not squirt from their vaginas. They squirt from their urethra.
Really?
Yeah. And it's not pee.
It can be. You can eliminate urine and squirt at the same time.
Yeah. But there's a separate, and I'm forgetting the name of the gland, but it's a gland. It's a sexual gland.
I know I talked to somebody a while ago who did like a whole bunch of research on what squirt was made out of. Because I had a couple of listeners here asking me, and I was like, I don't fucking know.
So it's squirrely. And he was like,
it's a whole bunch of shit. And I would love to be that sex researcher who's like, yeah, come for me, baby. Yeah, come on. Okay, squirt. Oh, okay, good. Oh,
okay, good. Got it. Thank you. Next. Oh, I think there's an audio in this. I do.
It's yeah, exactly. The paraurethral gland.
Oh, okay.
The paraurethral gland inside the urethra. Mm. And women have proved to be pretty good shots with their squirt.
Yes,
apparently, the farthest recorded distance that a woman has ejaculated was more than 10 feet.
I know. Wasn't that amazing? I saw a thing and they had the girls and they were like aiming like at a target.
That's like American Sniper. Oh my God.
I would love to see some
stats on that, like how many women can squirt, because I don't know how many girls I've talked to who like feel bad that they can't, right?
Yeah,
fucking, like, please just enjoy sex. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't have to be porn.
It's just a thing some girls do and some girls don't, and who cares, right? I mean, it's... But that's an interesting fact about the aiming and stuff and the you know, being
that's
a good,
good
shot.
That's philosophy for life, what you just said there, Eve. It's just a thing some girls do and some girls don't. Who cares? There I love go. That. Yep. That's like, if I run for politics, that's going to be my thing.
Awesome. I'll vote for you. No problem.
Some girls squirt and some don't. Who cares?
Hey, you can have a merkin on your head and become president. Come on. Okay, so, no, I just wanted to start tying this up a little bit by asking for you each to name three of your favorite slang terms for the vag that we haven't mentioned already.
Oh.
So, Caroline, how about you start?
I don't have, I like dick, I like all of them, right? I like dick holster and dick wallet, and I like things like that. But I think the only thing that I really enjoyed as far as researching this was learning the word yonic, which is in the female version of phallic.
That. Oh, right. From yoni. I think
which is where we get yoni.
Yoni yes. eggs, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. How about you,
okay.
Ruby?
Well, I actually had fun with this one. Okay. The flesh tuxedo was a favorite. Mount Pleasant. And then my absolute favorite, because I was such a fan as a kid, the Harry Manilow. And then, of course, all I could hear was that song, oh, Mandy, we're talking about she came and she gave without taking.
I think I like Lady Garden when we're talking about pubes.
Oh,
like
my God. Harry Manilow. Oh, my God. Honestly, Harry Manilow, that's going on my platform when I run for president.
Isn't it? And then... Can I throw one last thing out there?
Of course.
Are we trying to wrap up? Because this would actually be a great wrap. You know the on the in the actor's studio, that questionnaire that a reactor
yes
yeah
has the answers to your favorite word. All that. Well, Eve Ensler in the Vagina Monologues has one about questions that you ask someone about their vagina.
Okay.
And she asked a 6-year-old girl, and her answers are precious. So I don't know if you want to hear her answers or if you would like to answer the questions yourself. But she asked a 6-year-old girl, if your vagina got dressed, what would it wear? And she said, red high tops and a Mets cap worn backward.
Loving the kid.
If it could speak, what would it say? And she said, it would say words that begin with V and T. Because, you know, turtle and violin are examples.
Oh, that's precious.
What's special about your vagina? Somewhere deep inside, I know it has a really smart brain.
Aww.
So yeah. Cute. What does your vagina smell like? Snowflakes.
Snowflakes.
And then the last one, which I just think is truly beautiful. What does your vagina remind you of? And this little girl said, a pretty dark peach or a diamond I found from a treasure, and it's mine.
Aww.
Isn't that beautiful? 6-year-old girl.
I love that she's already starting to have like appreciation for her body without any shame and stuff. That mm-hmm. is so cool. I love that. That is just so sweet.
I know.
And I'm not answering those questions. There's no way.
That's super cool.
I can't top a 6-year-old in that, and there's no way I'm telling you what my vagina smells like. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen. But I really appreciate sharing those. That was awesome. So, Caroline, do you have anything else for us before we tally up the points?
I have one. Because of my background in the Navy, I have one last one.
What?
So, used on the Royal Navy. Yeah, actually, I was an intelligence operator in the Navy.
You were a spy for the Navy?
Wow. In the United States Navy?
No, baby, I'm Canadian.
It sounded like you said the Royal Navy.
Well, it's like...
the question is from the Royal Navy, but actually, we are the Royal Canadian Navy.
Yeah,
but in the Royal Navy, we're talking right. like 17. So that's where your cat of nine tails was used most frequently as punishment.
Wow.
They had a boy's pussy, and so what would a boy's pussy have been on board a ship in the Royal Navy?
A boy's pussy
as a punishment?
And just on a boat, they had something called a boy's pussy. What would that have been?
I have no idea.
This is a good question, Caroline.
I didn't know if the cat of nines would give you a hint or throw you off. So the cat of nines is what we use to punish men. But when you had younger boys, they just used one that only had 5 lengths of smooth whip cord. And that was the boy's pussy.
Oh, right. So cat of nine tails. Right. And it was a pussy. So a softer version of complete brutality for these poor children.
And I'd like to know how many of them grew up to be people who loved BDSM. Flogging, especially.
Probably.
Or averse to it.
That's, wow. But that's a very good question, Caroline. I'm impressed. So. Okay, so time to tally up the points. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, we need a drum roll. All right. In third place is me for really lame answers. And in second place is... Caroline, because she makes up such bullshit, but it's wonderful. It's wonderful bullshit, and I love it. It's so exotic and beautiful. It's like I want to frame it and just put it on the wall. It's perfect. And the winner with 900,000 points is our guest, BB. Woohoo! Yay!
I'm verklempt.
Are you?
Yes. So fun. So fun. If I can fangirl for a moment, after I heard that first episode, I thought, oh my God, this is absolutely fucking fantastic. I have to keep doing this. So I feel deeply, deeply honored that you invited me here today.
Well, you were an amazing guest. Really.
The next time we do this, we should totally get drunk and we can make beer out of the yeast from your vagina. So let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that. That would be okay. And all the guys just, completely turned off this audio. Oh, man, not going there. Okay, so I'm going to, I would like to end this wonderful episode. I'm going to leave you with an inspirational quote from the incredible Betty White, who said, she's kick-ass. I love her. She's fantastic. She's like 1,000 years old and she's still doing it. Anyway, she said, why do people say grow some balls? Balls are weak and sensitive. If you want to be tough, grow a vagina. Those things can take a pounding. Yeah, there you go, Betty. She said it. She knows. So that's it for this episode of the XXX Files with my amazing co-host, Caroline, and my spectacular guest, Brainy Babe. And thank you so much, ladies, for joining us and sharing your pussy wisdom with us in the world. I hope you had a great time. I definitely had a great time with you guys. My first threesome. Wow. That was awesome. So say goodbye to everybody, and we will see you again for the next episode.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Bye-bye.